Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 132 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so it's time for our very first segment called Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So Blackpink's Jennie unexpectedly left the stage during their performance in Melbourne, Australia. They are on tour at the moment. Jennie left the stage due to her current health, as well as not attending soundcheck with her members before the concert. YG did release a statement regarding Jennie's health. In summary, they said that they regret to inform that Jennie was unable to complete the stage due to her condition. We would like to extend our sincerest apologies to all fans who have shown their support for Blackpink and for those who attended the event, and we kindly ask you to understand this situation. Jennie expressed her strong determination to carry on with the performance until the end. However, following medical advice on site, we immediately took measures to ensure she receives ample rest and stability. We will do its utmost to support Jennie's speedy recovery, and we would like to ask you for your understanding once again. There's been a lot of mixed, I guess, responses to this. Obviously, the majority is like, you know, we want Jennie to be well and, you know, she needs to rest. But most of it's about scheduling and, like, what's going on? Because I think because of maybe how Blackpink's comebacks are spread out, most of the time I feel like the public don't see all the work that goes in behind that. So a lot of people think because an artist or a group are not visible in terms of like performing or doing this show or doing that show, that they're doing nothing, if that makes sense. So then it's kind of hard to fathom, for example, when they do have, I guess, public facing scheduling duties, may you add, and now it seems like, oh, this member doesn't have oomph, this person's sick, why is she sick? She's been off all this time. Do you get what I mean? So there's been a lot of that. So it's making me side-eye YG, I guess, because it's kind of like, what's going on? And yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but...
I think for me, yes, I think people need to, I agree that people should consider what goes on behind the scenes. And although we feel as though there are like long gaps between each of their comebacks, they do engage in like other projects and they're part of other initiatives and have other things going on. I've seen both sides in terms of comments online. I've seen some people say that, oh my gosh, like they haven't done anything for X amount of time. Like, why would they be struggling? Like, why aren't they giving us X, Y, and Z kind of performance? Why aren't they going all out? Like, we don't ask so much, we hardly get this. And then people on the other side that is like, that comprehend that yes, they do work outside of this. Yes, they do have other commitments and projects, and are more so upset with the scheduling, because when they are on, it's very back to back to back. And that can be very intense. And it's not saying it's unheard of in the space, unfortunately, but I don't know if it's a case of maybe YG to discuss how to better balance out their schedules and responsibilities and that sort of thing, so that they do have the energy and capacity to do things like tour. Because obviously we're not artists ourselves, but time and time again, we hear from artists like how draining touring can be. Some artists absolutely love making music as an art form, but dread touring, not because they don't enjoy meeting fans and performing, but because of how demanding it can be. Like, some people are in several different time zones over the space of 2-3 days and show after show. So it can be really draining. But I think for fans and some people on the receiving end, just from a consumer standpoint, I can understand why maybe some blinks are like, oh, we've waited so long for this and we're not getting a wow, pam, pazam type performance or other things. So at the end of the day, hopefully that especially Jenny and all the members are being taken care of, that their health is put first and that things can be balanced out so that they can fully show up and deliver when it comes down to a tour or a performance. Because obviously there are those, I think I even saw TikToks recently of people comparing like how Twice is performing on tour or was on tour compared to Blackpink. And I don't think comparisons are the best route to go down, but I can understand where people are coming from.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it is like a scheduling thing probably. And as you said, the time zones, each situation. I don't know what I'm talking about, but time zones come into it as well. I don't know. I want to be careful what I say because you have to remember that these people are people, do you know what I mean? And they have feelings and I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what their life is like. But I even saw, and again, this is like another unpopular opinion that kind of, not that this is an unpopular opinion, but what kind of ties into, you know, the whole discourse with, oh, look how Blackpink are performing versus how Twice are performing. That someone mentioned when Blackpink are performing in front of, you know, blinks, like, so people that have paid for concerts or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're, yeah.
It's like, we're here because we're paid to. Like, don't get me wrong, we love y'all, but we're tired kind of vibe. Whereas when they're doing like the Coachellas and maybe like festivals that they kind of have to somewhat sell themselves to people that may not really, they may know the name Blackpink but don't know much about them, that they give a good 110%. And I kind of see where this person's coming from, but again, it could be just the way that things are scheduled to the point where, for example, something like a Coachella, they may have time to really work. I'm not saying they don't have time to rehearse for tour, but, you know, they have time to, like, really rehearse for that. I know that it's for these set 2 days and they're done, whereas a tour could go on for months and months and months. And again, you know, this, it's still a cop-out because at the end of the day, people are paying to see a show and I know people are not robots and maybe this is just me coming from, like, a performer standpoint, but, and it's kind of like a toxic thing to say. There's been times... This is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. And maybe I've been somewhat brainwashed because of the industry that I've been in. But I can't say I have been sick to the extent of Jenny. So I'm not even trying to compare sickness. But people don't care that you're sick. They don't care that you're sick. And I think maybe the reason why there isn't leeway is because it feels like sometimes that, you know, certain members or Blackpink as a whole don't give a level of oomph or enthusiasm, if you get what I mean. I feel like if, and again, I could be wrong and I could be out of pocket. If there was a general consensus of every time Blackpink hits the stage, rain or shine, they're killing it. And then at this particular time or moment, you know, Jenny taps out and she needs to leave the stage and she's not feeling well, whatever. I feel like maybe there'll be a bit more compassion. And again, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that's how it kind of feels, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, maybe this is something a bit ignorant to say because I know there's so, at least from event planning perspective, logistics wise, there's so much that goes into even confirming a set date and venue and locations and stuff. But I think even fans are at a point, you can't predict whether you're going to be ill. Someone spontaneously falls ill or has an illness that plays up from time to time. Like, not, what I'm about to say is not in relation to any of that because that's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. But I've even seen some fans say we would rather wait. Like, we've waited this long, we could wait a bit longer. So instead of maybe rushing into a tour when the girls aren't ready or 100% or maybe still drained from other endeavors, push it back slightly. And I understand that can cause a bit of mayhem, especially if you're going to cancel a date and X, Y, and Z. But the upset you would get from shifting a date or delivering a bad show, I would rather shift the date at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I agree.
I personally, I don't blame the girls. I personally blame scheduling people because, again, I, as much as people like to say, oh, Blackpink, we don't see them, whatever, maybe musically that could be correct. But as you know, you said, Shay, like, they're always doing something. So I feel like things, and it's not even just a YG Blackpink thing. I think it's a K-pop issue. Because sometimes, like, I'm sorry, can we talk about ATEEZ? Because I feel like they're going back on tour again. And I'm like, these men are always on tour. And like, I honestly don't know how they do it. But it's like, everything's like a cash grab. Everything's like money, 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 money. And it's just like, fans are very willing to throw coins that they have or do not have at their faves. And you can space it out. It's okay.
Yeah. And I think when you said ATEEZ, obviously we don't know them personally or anything. We can make the general assumption that if someone's chosen to be a performer, that they're up for all aspects of what that entails. But when I think of a group like ATEEZ, I feel like they genuinely enjoy touring. Whereas
no, it's not that they don't enjoy it, but at the same time, we have to remember that they're not robots. So even,
of course, yeah.
So even like, I'm not even saying that Blackpink doesn't enjoy touring. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, you know, even if you could have all the enthusiasm in the world, like I can have all the enthusiasm in the world, like Shay, today we're going to record, we're going to put out a banging episode. But if, you know, I hurt myself or you fall sick, what can you do? You can't do anything. Your body needs to recover. Do you know what I mean? So it's like giving each person or, you know, artist time for their body to recuperate, their brain, their body, their mind, everything. Do you
know? Of course. But I think the point that I was just going to touch on briefly, obviously, before we wrap this up, because this is still the first story.
I know. It's going to be a long episode. I'm just telling y'all
exactly.
now.
But just like this last point, once again, I can't speak to someone like ATEEZ's character or Blackpink's character. We can only make the general assumption that if they've gotten into this line of work, they've sort of understood what they've signed up for, not taking into account if someone falls ill or anything like that. But I think that sometimes the mold has to be broken, especially if you have the privilege to be able to do so. Like, I don't think Blackpink has to conform to the regular mold of K-pop concerts and touring in this way, and it has to look that way. I think YG, because of where and who Blackpink are, they have the capacity to sort of break that mold and do what fits them and cater it to them and their fans. So, because once again, I can't speak for Blackpink, but I've heard numerous artists that say, like I shared earlier, some artists love going on tour. It lights them up. They're excited. They love the adrenaline of a different place, a different show every night. They love connecting with fans. It's not saying that artists that don't enjoy touring don't enjoy meeting their fans, but it might not fulfill them in the same way. It could be physically draining. It could be mentally draining and affect them differently. So yeah, I guess that's our two cents on this.
And that was article one. I'll do some quick fire ones and then I'll get into some more beat ill ones. But Dara, 21's Dara. That sounds so British. Dara is going to be releasing a solo album, I think. I know she's meant to be releasing a single in July, so that's coming. So all you Blackjacks, get ready. Also, ITZY is meant to come back as well. They're meant to be coming back between July and August. So look out for that. I think it's meant to be an album. So there's that. And also, Brave Girls will come back under a new company, which is Warner Music Korea. And they have a new name, which will be BB Girls. And they will come back in July. So, yeah, some comeback news. Moving on, I would like to call this Happy Lunar Independence Day. Yes. All members of Lunar have left BlackBerry Creative. Woo! Yeah. So has Seoul, Eugene, Yves, Gowan and Olivia were able to get their contracts terminated after the Fifth Department of Seoul High Court ruled in favour of them against Blockberry Creative. That's what we like to hear. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we free at last. I'm so happy for them. I don't know what this means. I don't know if, you know, they will all come together and become a group again. I don't know if they have rights to the Luna name. Will they have to create a new name? I know there's technically they're still all signed to their label in Japan. I can't remember what that label is in Japan. So technically they're still a group in Japan. Again, I don't know how that works, but yeah. Happy Luna Day, I guess. And I find it great that it's happening in Pride Month because everyone knows Luna is for the gays. So for happy news to happen in Pride Month, I think it's very fitting. It sounds like someone wrote this in a fanfic somewhere. So wish all the members the best of luck. And talk about lawsuits. SM Entertainment released a statement with regards to EXO CBX members Chen, Baekhyun and Jumin, stating they have resolved their recent conflict. The two sides have been able to resolve misunderstandings and have reached a mutual agreement after discussions. So that's great. I feel like this is the quickest turnaround I've ever seen. I think SM got shook because everyone knows EXO brings in a lot of money for SM, whether you like them or not, it's true. Okay, so for three members to be like, "Child, we need to see our finances. We 1+1 is not equaling 2 right now. We need to see some papers." Yeah. I'm just glad it's resolved. I hope it is actually resolved and not resolved in a sense of let's take this out of the public now. Let's see what happens. I hope both sides are happy with whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And it all happened before the comeback, which is, wow.
True, that was very quick. Yeah.
Yeah. That is all for Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on, or if you want to comment on a story, make sure you hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to Say What. You send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, etc. Again, you can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So, we did get a submission. I don't know if you want me to say your name. So I'm not going to say your name, but hey girl, hey, you know who you are. This is regarding, we had an unpopular opinion last week about Patricia and Jonathan and Sam. I think his last name is Okoye. That's what I'm going to go with because Ochiri just messed up my mind. I don't know. But so yeah, that whole situation, I can't remember what the actual opinion was. Do you remember what the actual opinion was, Shay? Roughly,
I think it was something along the lines of the person was quite upset about what had happened to Sam, and then we discussed the topic of was it a thing of did they switch Sam out for Jonathan and Patricia sort of situation.
Yes. Okay, so this is quite lengthy because she wants to give us specs and we love that, you know what I'm saying? So okay. So she says, "Hello, I hope you guys are doing well. I love listening to your podcast and I really enjoy the perspectives that you guys bring." Oh, period. "Especially the fact that you guys don't feel the need to see eye to eye on everything. This isn't an unpopular opinion, but just me hoping to provide some context that perhaps was missing from the last episode in regards to Sam Okoye and Patricia/Jonathan. For context, I'm Sudanese Canadian." Oh, hey, girl. Canadian. Sorry. "But I consider myself advanced in reading and speaking Korean." Okay, come on. "Just including this since I feel like this is important to mention regarding this conversation/the subject matter." Okay, cool. For full transparency, I can't remember if you guys covered this on your podcast at some point. The main reason why Sam faced such backlash was not due to the comments he made about the kids mocking the coffin bearers, but because of the sexual innuendos he made in reference to a married anchor slash host of a program he did a program with. Okay, before I move on, I don't even know what that is, because I feel like maybe we're missing stuff. Is this ringing any bells for you, Shay, before I move on?
No.
Because from my understanding, again, this could be like an ignorant standpoint. So again, anyone, feel free to correct us. We're not above the law or above anyone. So from our maybe skewed perspective, and again, it could be wrong because, again, you're giving us context I don't even know.
Because I think the main timeline that we saw was like Sam was in the media, like doing really well. There was a situation where these school kids had done blackface. He spoke up about it. And then there was some sort of apology that was issued. And then he sort of disappeared. That's at least what I saw.
Yeah,
I don't remember all the other other details.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah, this is making sense now. So the reason why, I think the reason for the blackface or the mocking came from was, you know, that there was that viral meme of...
Yeah, where the, like...
The coffin bearers, okay. 1 + 1 = 2, okay, cool. I forgot about that, okay, cool. Okay, we're on the same page, okay. In his initial post... Oh, girl, why did I do that? I zoomed out. I did a rhyme really small, okay. In his initial post, he critiqued, belittled, the South Korean education system and post the faces of the minors. In addition, he had pulled his eyes back in a segment and defended this, saying that he wasn't trying to offend anyone. It wasn't so much the gesture that people were upset about, but they were upset about the hypocrisy of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most people, at least from the comments I had seen, seem to think that he had no ill intent when he did the gesture, but they started bringing it up after the post he made. I personally think that the backlash he faced was disproportionate. I can somehow understand and see how it's a bit icky to have someone say something but then turn around and do slash have done something similar. Also, little things like word choice he used, it's not his first or second or even third language though, and hashtag he used, like hashtag TKpop, hashtag Kpop T, hashtag Kpop, that were unrelated. Not sure why people were mad at this. Also, his explanation for the hashtag showing the minors' faces were written in Korean while the initial post was in English, which also upset a lot of people. Still not too sure why. Okay, before I move on, because then she moves on. I can see why he got a lot of backlash. Because to be honest, you could say your point without doing something offensive. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though you're offended, you don't need to go and offend that group or whatever. If that makes sense.
But I think, based on what they said, I think his actions regarding pulling his eyes back happened prior to the situation with these kids. So even if you went to speak up, at least how I'm connecting the dots in my head, even if you were maybe past the inappropriate or childish behaviors you had depicted in the past and you knew you had done something wrong, instead of feeling high, like holier than thou and just calling something else out, even saying at the risk of, I don't know, raising it again, even coming from more of a perspective of I've messed up too. Here's why I change and I also want to educate. Let's both not do this. Whereas I think that wasn't touched upon and it was just sort of like they can't do this without acknowledging the prior wrongs he had done. Okay, it's starting to click.
Okay, cool. He shouldn't have, because they're minors, he shouldn't have shown their faces, either posted their faces. Okay, so with Patricia and Jonathan, this is back to her now, this is not me speaking, this is her speaking. Okay, with Patricia and Jonathan, they aren't, at least in my house, replacements for Sam. To be quite frank, I think that comment was slightly out of poor taste, just because I find it a bit harsh to say that that were replaceable and can just be shuttled in and out like that. I did understand what you guys meant, but at the same time, they're different people who appeal to a different age group and people. Okay, and let me just respond to that, because I feel like I was the person that said that. In a sense of, I don't think that Patricia and Jonathan, or just black people in general, or black people within the Korean space, or black people anywhere, are interchangeable or replaceable. But I'm thinking in a sense of, as much as, you know, I want to kumbaya and, you know, hold everyone's hands and the world's a beautiful place, unfortunately it's not. And I feel like, I'm not saying this is their case per se, but I do feel like a lot of companies may think that, like that, if you get what I mean. As Shay said, and I'm more leaning to what Shay said before, in a sense of, it could just be a coincidence that, you know, in the sense of during Sam's downfall, they were coming up. I'm not, again, timelines are skewed, we're not too sure about the timeline, but in a general sense, that's what basically happened, right? So I do feel, and again, they are very different people, and as you said, they do cater to a different demographic. I feel like Patricia and Jonathan, they're more to a younger demographic compared to Sam, if that makes sense. So I feel like they are very different, but I'm just saying it can be viewed like that, and it could have been orchestrated like that, if that makes sense. It's not necessarily where I stand, if that makes sense. So just in that. But I understand how it can sound, but yes. Anyway. Where was I? Okay, I didn't understand what you guys meant, but at the same time, they're different people who appeal to different age groups and people. Yep. Jonathan was popular before and at the same time as Sam. Okay, fair enough. I know that one of you said it might have been that Jonathan's dad was popular, and then his brother was actually really popular, and they were seen as a duo. The brother did some pretty awful things and went to jail.
Oh.
And then Patricia grew popular. People don't really seem to hold either of them accountable for what transpired. Okay, that's fine. I'm really sorry if my tone came across off or scolding. Oh, no, girl. But I just wanted to provide some information. Sorry if it seems busybody like. No. It does not.
I think
it's
interesting to put all the pieces together, because even as you would have heard, like, we were one, it was a, not to say that it isn't still as important or anything, but because it was technically a situation that transpired quite some time ago, I was even like trying to think back and like not reach, but just try to see what I could recall from the situation.
Yeah.
So any extra information has been very insightful and helpful.
Yes, very. And yeah, we actually welcome it. We've always said that we don't know everything. Mm. And I think another thing that we should say as well, when we read the unpopular opinions, yes, you guys send it from time ago, but we actually read them cold. So sometimes, even though we may know about a situation, we haven't gone back or, you know, paused the situation and like refreshed our memories, come back and act like we knew everything, if that makes sense. So of course we may miss certain context, or we just don't remember things, or we just never knew a certain thing. So yeah, if anyone feels a certain type of way and you're like, actually, no, guys, you're actually wrong, or guys, you're missing this, we actually welcome it, because I feel like we're trying to have a conversation with you guys as well, even though I'm just talking to Shay at this current moment, if that makes sense. That's the reason for this podcast, so we can have an open conversation with everyone, if that makes sense, where you don't feel attacked for thinking a certain thing. So, you know, you can think a certain thing and be like, child, that's wrong. You can't say that. It's because X, Y, Z. And you go, oh, okay, cool. And likewise, we may suddenly say something off and you're like, no, you're actually missing this. Like, okay, cool. Now I understand better. Let's move forward, if that makes sense. So I think that's the whole point. So yeah, this doesn't come across as you scolding or being a busybody. But anyway, I'll continue. Sorry if this seems like busybody-like, but I just hope that maybe this information could be useful. Very useful.
Very.
I've linked articles in English that I could find in regards to what I said, just because Google Translate is a bit rubbish, at least here in Canada. Thank you for your time and keep being wonderful. Oh, thank you. I really do appreciate that. And we will have a look at what you said. Like, she sent some articles and stuff.
Definitely.
She said English. Just seeing if this is relevant to read out loud. Oh, she said Jonathan and Patricia's brother was sentenced to 4 years for running a production scam, extortion, and assault against 7 men. The men were weirdos, so trigger warning for child endangerment. This sounds like a movie. Okay, I'll have a look at that. And Patricia's earliest show appearance was 2007. Oh, wow. And she appeared on 8 shows since 2018 as a recurring guest and 2 programs as a regular member slash star in 2022 and 2023. Jonathan and her run a successful YouTube channel and also appeared on more shows, but I can't seem to find the exact number. Yeah, well, so we'll have a look at that. Thank you so much again. And we appreciate this. We encourage this. Like,
yeah. It's interesting, and not only just for us, it allows like any listeners as well that didn't have insight on the situation. So thank you.
Thank you so much for that. But yeah, should we move on to this week's?
Yes.
I told you this episode can be long. Let's move on to this week. So I'll just reintroduce. We're in the Say What section, even though it's very confusing what's happening. So this is where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. Again, you could send that to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you could submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first popular opinion for today is, to me, idols becoming actors radiates the same energy as influencers all of the sudden making music. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Don't get me wrong, there are some wonderful idols turn actors, but I feel like many just go into it for the sake of it. To me, artists like Dio and Kim Sejong becoming actors made sense, but Jisoo, Joy and Eunwoo, on the other hand, didn't make sense to me.
Okay, I'm just going to say this now. I don't watch dramas like that to feel like I have an opinion on this, in a sense of watching actors be actors and idols be actors, if that makes sense. I can understand where this person's coming from, but I don't have a first-hand opinion because I don't watch dramas like that. So Shay, what do you think?
I understand where this person's coming from, because I think there is this funny thing, at least like in the influencer content creator space, of, oh, I have 5-10 million followers now, I should automatically make music. It's like, where did this come from? And like, not, this isn't saying anyone can't develop hobbies as you go along the line. Maybe being more in an industry and connecting inspires you to sort of get involved in the space. But it is, I think, from an outside perspective, a lot of people say, okay, like, is this in a way just like another cash grab? Because obviously, yes, we have seen influencers and content creators that have made long successful careers for themselves, but it isn't always the most sustainable route. So you do see some people try and delve into music or television or acting and other things. So I do get this, because I think we've briefly had unpopular opinions like this before, where people said like, oh, where idols just become actors for the sake of it, and it's sort of like, oh, I'm popular right now, acting is cool, let's do that. So I do get what this person means. I think with the examples given, I think Dio was an amazing example of an idol gone actor. I don't know. Obviously, some idols, before they became artists, they were actually trained in other things. So I don't know if he originally trained in acting but ended up becoming a singer or vice versa. With actors like Jisoo and in particular, I think we've only seen one official project from her.
Yeah, I was about to say, hasn't she only been in that one drama?
I believe so. So I feel like perhaps maybe before that decision's made, maybe we get to see more from her. But I also do understand the flip side of, if someone is like a natural actor, their first project should blow you away.
But also, can we also say as well, I haven't seen this drama, but just to flip it on its head, sometimes you can be the best actor in the world, but if the writing is terrible, there is no saving you, as much as you can try. So true. I'm not saying about, I haven't seen this drama, I don't know. It's not like I've heard raving reviews about it either, so I feel like it was very middle of the road. But yeah, it can be either or. It could be the actor, but it could be the writing, or the, not even the writing, it could be how it was edited, that the direction that the director decided to take it as well. So that's what happens when you do a group project.
Yeah, but I think in conclusion, I do understand what this person means. Are there artists turn actors that sometimes just feel like, oh, it was like a smart business move, and this person is not trained enough or barely cares about acting, or when they're acting, they're very one-dimensional. I definitely understand that. But I think one perspective that would be interesting to explore at some point, I don't know how we would make this happen, but is speaking to an actual, like, professionally trained actor that had been in the space and how they feel about idols becoming...
The K-drama space.
Yeah. K-drama, K-movie, anything like that. But how they actually feel about idols turn actors, if there's like a sort of industry consensus about how they feel to some extent, I feel like that would be a really interesting perspective and conversation. But yes.
Because I also feel I can speak from an actor's perspective in this country, right? Sometimes, and again, this isn't because whoever they've decided to go with won't do a good job. I'm not dragging anyone here. But sometimes for an actor, it can feel like, you know, we're jumping through 6-7 hoops. You got the main audition and you got a recall and you got to tape this and then you got to go here and then you got to read in front of this person and you'll think you're getting somewhere. Just for you to find out, actually, the role that you read for, we're giving it to a rapper that's never acted before. And again, I'm not saying that they won't do a good job, but it's just like you've given it to someone because of their name, if that makes sense.
True, yeah. That, obviously, the industry within Korea will have its own nuances. But like you said, I think a general thing in this space, be that at least specifically talking about like acting and projects like that, I think even in the West, over the last maybe 12 to 24 months, there's been like this whole blow up around like obviously like nepotism babies and people just being handed roles for the sake of it or because they're connected. And so I do get the perspective and how that can, yeah. Okay, on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, one thing that I've always found interesting about South Korea is that it would be frowned upon if you were to have cleavage showing, but it is okay to wear the shortest shorts and skirts known to man.
True. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It's what it is at this point.
I do. I think when I first realized that that was sort of a thing, I was really confused. Because I was like, I can literally see her butt cheeks, but if she, God forbid, she shows any cleavage. Yeah, I guess every country and society and group of people have their own rules of what is and isn't okay, but it was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. And this person said, I saw this TikTok about this girl who had been stealing money from her grandma to buy photo cards. And on top of that, her grandma was barely getting by financially. Are some fans okay? Like, K-pop isn't that serious.
You stole money to buy a piece of cardboard with your fave on it. Nah. I think you've answered your own. It's not even an opinion, but like, some people are just not okay. For a picture, no. Your grandma, no.
I think if anything, and this isn't blaming K-pop, but I think if anything drives you to get to a certain level where your morals and humanity is compromised, something's not right. So
that's an addiction at that point. That person needs help.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your grandma's complaining? Oh my gosh, I don't know whether I should pay the water bill or the light bill. And you know you've stole money to get flipping Terry's photo card.
It's messed up. I don't know. And one thing, this has just made me remember something. I think it's a conversation we actually had a while back around like, especially for fan calls where people are told like, oh, you have to buy like X amount of albums to get on a fan call and all this stuff. I don't know if it exists already or if we covered it, but
The only reason I've remembered this is because I think I saw a TikTok about, I don't know if it was like in Japan or somewhere, but outside of all these stores, the bins would be full of like K-pop albums or other things because people either just want the proof that they bought X amount or just want it for photo cards. And that is scary. Like that, like it brought me back to our initial discussion, but just sitting with that, like from an environmental perspective, like a psychological perspective, like that, yeah, that's unhinged. That's a bit scary.
They need help.
And
it's an addiction.
And it, like, I think the fans are to blame to some extent, but also the companies.
It's the companies.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's not okay. Well, those were all of our unpopular opinions for today. A very interesting episode. But yeah, if you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests, or if you want to comment on anything that we covered today, please feel free to reach out via email, which is kpophalut@gmail.com, or you can submit any of your opinions, suggestions, or requests anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/halut@you. And now it's time for On the Radar as we come towards the end of this episode. This is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything on our radars, anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Okay, so it seems like Bruno Mars brought all the girl them and Amanda out. They were all at his concert the other day.
You know.
So there was where do I start? Had Kai, had Bam Bam, had B.I., you had Kai from TXT, Taehyung from TXT. I think half of TXT were there. Soobin, All the Treasure, maybe. B.I., Shownu. These are just people I'm remembering. Yang Yang, 10. Mark.
Hoshi. Of course, from Mark was there.
Woozy. Mingyu. The 8, Dino. Did I say Woozy already? I don't remember. Wendy, Hendry, Yang Yang. I think it was Haechan there? Let's go with it. He probably was. That's what I can remember off the top of my head. There's probably more. Jenny was there, I think. Was Jenny there? Jenny was there. Ashley was there. Was Jenny there? Rosé was there. Someone was there. Everyone was there. I don't know. But, yeah, and apparently a lot of K-netizens were upset that I think... G-Dragon was there too.
JYP was there. I remember seeing a clip of JYP. Wooshik was there. I think Park Sejun and V were there as well.
Oh, yeah, RM as well. Yeah, he was there as well. There was discourse about K-nets being upset that there were so many celebrities, apparently because they got all good seats or whatever. But, I mean, what do you expect?
Exactly.
Like, I get it. I'll be kind of annoyed too. But I feel like not all of them, because I think Wendy had a regular seat. I think a few celebrities had regular seats. I think even Shownu had a regular seat. So, I don't know. But that happens at any concert. There's always going to be celebrities. I don't know. Maybe it just seems a lot. But, you know, Bruno Mars moves in silence, and then no one really knows what his next move is. So I feel like if you hear Bruno Mars is coming to Korea, that doesn't sound like a normal sentence. So I'm not surprised so many people went, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when is he ever going to come back? I have time in my schedule. I'm going.
I think anyone like Bruno Mars, I think another time we'll see a phenomenon like this is if Justin Bieber ever does a concert.
I feel like
I think my favorite moment, not to steal your on your radar, but you've just reminded me of all the clips I've seen, was I think Bruno Mars done like his own version of like Pogo Shippayo, and Yeonjun is in the audience like not like me too. It's like everyone was like, oh, like he's just like us for real. So yeah,
but yeah, that was great. And also, for people that still ask me, no, I don't know where Dean is, but he was spotted on Sid's story. So he's alive.
Not spotted.
He's alive and well. He looks happy. He cut his hair, I think. It's still long, but it seems shorter to me. So he's alive, he's breathing, he's good. I think you'll get more of a response if you ask Sid where he is, because he is always with her. Okay? So, again, don't ask me where that man is. I mean, in my mind, we're besties, but in reality, where I live, he don't know me like that. So, I don't know where he is. Thank you and good night. Shay, what's on your radar?
Oh, my God. I saw this really interesting clip of this girl that has an phobia of stickers. It has a name, but I'm not going to try to say it. Okay. And people, this is why you can't take K-pop stans anywhere. So this was like a serious video for her, at least from what I could tell. I don't think it was satire. I didn't watch the whole thing. But she was going to try this thing of like, for the first time in a while, trying to use a sticker. So I think she was peeling it off of its like sticky pad and sticking it on a book. And please tell me why NCTzens are in the comments like, oh, just listen to Sticker by NCT. Can you guys be serious for like five?
You lot are so mean.
So that happened. On a slightly different note, I think Netflix had like their Tudum event in like Brazil or something like that. And there was like the cast of the live action Avatar, The Last Airbender. So I'm hopeful. Obviously, Avatar fans have an opinion about the previous live action. So I'm hopeful. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
But I know they released a, I don't know if it was around the same time, but I know this week they released a trailer to, it's not really a trailer, but I guess a teaser to Squid Game 2.
Oh, did they?
And they have new cast members. I can't remember who it is, who they were. It was all men. Like, so no,
it's all men.
No, I was like, no new female. Like, I feel like what the writers need to remember, directors, whatever. Do you know, everyone was like so whipped on that one model girlie from the first season. That's what kept people watching, okay? So bring the girls out. We want to see the girls, okay? Don't get me wrong, we like looking at the main sisters, they're pretty or whatever, but bring the girls out, okay?
Oh God.
I'm sick and tired of it. We don't want to be flipping meat fest. I really hope this season is really, I'm very worried about it, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like, is this an unpopular opinion? I don't know. Am I even allowed to have this opinion as someone that's not really an avid drama watcher? But I feel like, not even a season, but I feel like after a certain set of episodes, yeah, the writing just doesn't hit. I don't know if it's because they don't have enough time. I know the way that Korean drum productions are run or it's a bit different. I don't know if it's changed now, but I remember back in the day, a station or a channel, they would green light 3 episodes. They'll wait to see those 3 episodes air to see how well it does. And then if it does well, they're like, okay, yeah, it's good. So now we're on episode 3 and they haven't written episode 4 yet. So now they're rushing to write episode 4 and to film it and to edit it and to have it ready for you by next week. And of course, you're going to notice the difference between the writing in episode 3 and the writing in episode 4 because now they're rushing it. Do you get what I mean? And then it feels like, oh, I've only got 10 episodes. How can I wrap this up in 10? Okay, let's, you know, oh, they'll just get married in a flashback. Yeah, and it was all a dream vibes. You know what I mean?
It's not. That was like everyone's go-to in like GCSE English.
Yes.
And it was all a dream.
All a dream. So,
oh God.
Hopefully, and especially, you know, with Squid Game, that script was worked on for a very long time. It was turned down a lot. You know, there was a lot of rewrites and bankruptcies and financial problems and this problem for it before it even came to fruition. So there was a lot of time to tweak and edit and change compared to now, even though there is still a lot, there's been a big time in between. And now you have the expectation of the world because everyone loved a good Squid Game. So like trying to cater to everyone. So good luck, innit? Good luck to you, man. I feel like that's my new phrase now. I feel like I say that a lot on this podcast. Good luck to you, man. But for real, good luck.
Yeah. Also, super random addition to my radar. I somehow, I don't even know why, because I'm not really a political girly, but I somehow got hooked onto watching this like American show called Designated Survivor. And then I finished that. I don't even know why I watched that. Like,
I'm really not a political babe. I don't even think I understood half what was going on in the show. And there was a lot going on. But there's like a Korean version.
Okay.
So I might watch that. For anyone that's watched it, let me know if it's good, if I should watch it. But yeah.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for listening to this long ass episode of How You Actually.
Yes. And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or stories anonymously. You can submit them at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can send them to us by email at howyout@gmail.com.
Yes. I've been Shanice from Kpop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on the most social media platforms.
And she's posted recently. I saw a TikTok from you.
Did I?
Yeah, I felt like there was a TikTok. I don't remember what you were talking about, but I think I was just so shocked.
It might have been posted a while, like a couple of weeks ago, because I haven't posted. Okay, yeah.
God. And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.